Well, it's a good thing that Jesus didn't try to work this miracle today, because he would not be practicing good social distancing and hygiene, kind of spitting, really? Putting that on somebody's eyes? Ooh, awkward, whatever, I don't know. And as sort of ridiculous as that is to sort of laugh about at this point, this gospel really is ridiculous. The reaction of the Pharisees is just sort of, it's mind-boggling, except that it really is so true. This man was born blind, and now he sees. And not only does he see physically, he sees who Jesus is, which is even more important. These wonderful gospels we have during Lent, these Lenten Sundays, like last week with the woman at the well, this woman who comes to tremendous faith, and today, this man who says, I believe, and worships Jesus, worships him. Because he has found his joy. He has found his joy. And that's what this day is about. And this fourth Sunday of Lent, Laetare Sunday, the Rejoice Sunday in the middle of Lent. I presume you heard the first word of the Mass. It's rejoice. That's where we get that word laetare. It's the word in Latin that's used at the first word of the Mass, rejoice. And this may seem a very strange theme to be pursuing on this Sunday, when I'm standing here speaking to a practically empty church that's usually packed to the gills and things like that. It doesn't seem like this is really a very joyful day. Well, it all depends. It all depends on where you find your joy. St. Thomas Aquinas tells us in a couple of different ways defines joy. Sorry, Father Edwin, to be quoting St. Thomas, but the is that joy is found when we are united with our beloved. Or another way he says it, it's the same thing, it's just a little bit more philosophical way, is to say, is joy, we have joy when we're in the conscious possession of a good. And so we need to make sure that our beloved, that our heart is set on the greatest good, that we're not satisfied with lesser goods, because they will let us down. They will leave us sad, because at some point we will be separated from them. For example, if I have set my joy on the conscious good of the possession of a chocolate chip cookie, that's a good thing, and that can give a sense of joy. It's a pretty small one, though, because once I've eaten the chocolate chip cookie, then I'm separated from that good, right? And so that's a pretty short-lived good, a pretty short-lived joy. There are lots of other things in this world that we sometimes set our hopes on, set our hearts on, as our beloved. And I'm here to tell you, if it's anything other than God, then you will be sad. You will be sad. Because things can separate us from these other goods. It's one of the things we're experiencing right now, being separated from good things. Being separated, like, for example, from one another right now. And that's a hard thing. And it would cause a sadness to be separated. And so if that's my heart's beloved in its ultimate sense, then I will be sad. Even if I have set my heart that the good of my own being, my own well-being, you know, that's going to let me down. You know, because I'm going to die. I am going to die. And if my joy is founded on some unrealistic sense of my immortality, then I'm going to be sad. Because it can't, because somewhere or another we come face to face with our own mortality. I have to come to face with the reality, I'm going to die. And that can make us sad. It makes many people sad. But not the Christian. Not the Christian. Because nothing can separate us from the love of God, as St. Paul tells us. And St. Paul then goes on to list all kinds of things that we fear, including pestilence, for example. And he says, but we have nothing to fear of that, even death itself. Because in Christ Jesus, we have already triumphed. We have already overcome overwhelmingly. And so if we set our heart on him, then we can never be separated from the love of God. And so we can have joy. And we can have joy even in these days in which we are separated from many good things. And yet we still have the love of God. And if we have the love of God, we have everything that we need. And we have the beautiful example of the saints and the martyrs down through the ages that show us how to live in this way, to have this joy of the love of God in our hearts always. And so we rejoice. And as a matter of fact, sometimes days like this, in which we are separated from many, many lesser goods, can help us appreciate perhaps the one true good, which is God himself, even better. And to realize how incredibly blessed we are. You know, in the gospel today, that's the thing this blind man is trying to tell everybody. You know, he said, like, and they're just questioning him and cross-examining him, and not, they're very upset and angry and this and that and the other. And he said, listen, all I know is I was blind and now I see. Praise the Lord, right? And what more is there to say than that? I was blind, now I see. And not only, more especially than being blind physically and seeing physically, which is absolutely wonderful, but the fact that I had no idea in the world who Jesus Christ was, and now I do. And I realize that whatever happens, including my own death, which is coming down the road, doesn't matter. It's still the same joy, you know? I was blind, now I see, that's it. I didn't know Jesus, I know Jesus. I have been filled with the light of his life and grace. And nothing can take that away. Nothing can take that away. Even my own death. And so let us rejoice today. Perhaps if some things have been taken away from us. Not that those things are bad, they're not. But if they allow us to see him, if they allow us to realize that all I really need, all my heart is really longing for, is the love of God for me, then I have gained and not lost in this situation. And so remind yourself that if you start, you know, getting down in the dumps, and believe me, I do. I have my, just ask the good deacon over there. We were talking before Mass a little bit. I was a little down in the dumps before Mass, so that sort of thing. He needed to, well, I would say, slap me, but he can't do that. Sorry. Right. Yeah, social distancing. But anyhow, and just say, Lord, remember, Father, remember, you are a son of God. You know? Jesus Christ has suffered, died, and risen for love of you. You are blind and you see. What more do you want? You've got it all. You know, we live in a world that's so amazingly good. You know, we're so blessed and so spoiled with all these lesser goods that sometimes we forget about the greater ones, you know? And I was reading something, you know, I have to confess, I got my weekly report of my time on my cell phone or whatever this week. It was like it had doubled from last week. So, okay, that's my resolution of this week. Get off that silly phone, okay? I don't need to know about any more of this stuff. But anyhow, one of the things I ran across somewhere this week that some astronomers have come across some planet that is so hot that it rains molten iron. Now, how they know that, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. But, you know, what if Earth were like that, you know? You know, this little coronavirus thing would be, who cares compared to, you know? We wouldn't last there for a second, you know? It's really only because we usually have it so good that things seem kind of bad. And I don't want to minimize the suffering of people who are really suffering and that we all may be, you know, but to know that God is with us and God has blessed us and God loves us and he continues to in this, at this moment, in these days, especially if it allows our hearts and our capacity for love of him to grow. Then this really has been gain and not loss. And we let our hearts be filled more and more with the love of God. And so, just let it all go. Don't be bound up in your sorrows. These poor Pharisees in the gospel today were so bound up in whatever, I don't know, that something as beautiful as this miracle could not touch them. And so let us not fall into that mistake and allow the miracle of the love of God for us, the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for love of us, to be lost for one moment, or to ever separate us from our joy.